Back to Breakthrough Entertainment Superhero Special right here on 1480 AM KTHX. Greg Isaac and Joe Saverto. And again, a very special thanks to author Mark Edlitz. His book, How to Be a Superhero, comes out shortly next month already. We're already in May, but on June 15th. Definitely check it out. Everyone's in the superhero craze, not just this weekend, but in general. Just so much excitement around that. So definitely check out, again, author Mark Edlitz, How to Be a Superhero. I keep thinking of How to Build a Snowman, and How to Be a Superhero. Apologize to Mark about that. But looking forward to it. Like I was telling Mark, is that when I was younger, not as big into, you know, the superhero scene, but especially with everything going on now, been much more into that. And of course, Nickelback's the song we just heard, was that Spider-Man 1 or Spider-Man 2?
I think it was the first Spider-Man.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Hero, Nickelback, Spider-Man.
Absolutely, great song. And of course, this hour is brought to you by Business Owner Tax Relief. Explore how to reduce taxes for all eligible companies, schools, and municipalities. Call 623-888-3210, 623-888-3210, or go to azbotr.com.
Yes, and I think Spider-Man used to be the wallpaper on my computer for the longest time. You know, that first promo shot that they released of Spider-Man from the first movie.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that was amazing. I had all the, you know, toys, the action figures and stuff like that.
Okay.
Him saving Mary Jane on the ledge.
Yeah.
I had the little the Green Goblin.
Yeah.
And yeah, that was, and he shot some sort of little balls at, you know, at Spider-Man. I don't know. Cool stuff. Yeah, the action figures. I mean, I haven't seen any of the Avengers action figures for this movie yet. Have you seen anything?
You know what? I haven't. I mean, I guess I have. I shouldn't say I haven't, but I haven't paid as much attention to them. But, you know, I've been Toys R Us quite a bit.
Yeah.
And, you know, there's so many of Avengers action figures that have been out there. I guess I haven't really looked closely to tell the difference when it says on the box that it's from, you know, this one. But yeah, definitely get that stuff for your kids or for yourself. You know, hold on to it.
Oh yeah, yeah.
One day.
The masks, they fit adults.
Yeah,
I know
well,
that
Joseph
from experience.
Wears his mask all
I
the
actually,
time.
I actually have some pictures. I'll pull some up for you to share with you once we have our little special cameo here in just a few minutes. But I've worn some of the masks. Very exciting. And by the way, give us a call, 602-252-1480, if you've seen Avengers Age of Ultron, or if you have any questions about Avengers, any superhero movies in general, or if you've seen another movie, you know, you can give us a call about that as well. Perhaps you've seen Age of Adeline and you want to tell people to see it or don't see it, or if maybe you've seen something a little bit older on DVD or whatnot, give us a call.
I'm sorry, only call us if you've seen Avengers Age of Ultron. But you can leave us a Facebook message. Yes. Go to breakradioshow.com and click on the F in the right-hand corner.
Yeah, but I think it's safe to say that if you've seen a superhero movie, you have seen Stan Lee.
Absolutely.
Right? Now, a few weeks ago, or about a month back or so, we had our Glee special, right?
Yes.
And we introduced this new segment, Fondue for Two.
Mm-hmm.
So right now, we're reintroducing the Fondue for Two segment with a brand new episode featuring Stan Lee.
Fondue for Two! Fondue for Two!
Hello again, and welcome to a super special episode of Fondue for Two. I am Joseph J. Erdo, and I am joined today by comic book writer, editor, publisher, media producer, television host, actor, and former president and chairman of Marvel Comics, Stan Lee, who has brought with him this, help me out here, Stan, what kind of fondue is this?
You know, I have no idea. Frankly, I'm a little bit embarrassed.
Oh, don't be. We'll just say it's a surprise.
Now, I can't tell you what it is, but you'll love it. I'll promise you that.
Okay. Well, it looks delicious. Let's have a taste. Mmm. Wow. Whatever it is, it's exquisite. Stan, you're here today to promote Avengers Age of Ultron. While I enjoy more of this fantastic fondue of yours, tell me a little bit about the film.
Well, all I can say is don't you dare miss it. It's like the high point in the Marvel movies. You've got Thor, you've got Captain America, you've got Iron Man, you've got Hawkeye, you've got the Hulk, you've got the Black Widow. I mean, and it's well done. It's directed by Joss Whedon, and he also did the script, I believe. And it's just, the audience just seemed to love it when I saw it at a showing. Oh, and of course, my cameo is magnificent. In fact, I'd like you to use your influence with the press and see if the Academy can't have an award for the best cameo of the year, which, of course, I would win hands down.
I'll definitely see what I can do. And you aren't kidding. The movie is amazing. We'll have to wait until Monday to see the box office actuals, but experts are predicting an at least $230 million domestic opening, topping its predecessor's record of $207 million. It's well on its way with an estimated $27.6 million haul in Thursday night showings alone. Stan, what is it about superhero flicks that resonates with so many people?
Well, I have a theory about that. You know, when you were a kid, very young, you probably read fairy tales, right? And you probably loved them. Tales about giants and ogres and witches and goblins and all kind of things like that. Jack the Giant Killer. Now, you get a little bit older, and you can't read fairy tales anymore. You're too old. But I don't think you ever outgrow your love for those kind of stories about people who are bigger than life with powers that normal people don't even have. So along come superhero stories, and I think, to me, those are fairy tales for grown-ups. And I think that's one reason that they're so popular, because they give you a chance to recapture that great feeling you had when you were a kid reading fairy tales, I think. It's a little bit of Stan Lee philosophy there.
And I think you're onto something. Of course, since 1961, you've been responsible for creating the Fantastic Four, Spider-Man, the X-Men, Hulk, and Thor, among so many other superheroes. Is it possible for you to choose a favorite?
Not possible, because I really love them all. The only favorite I had was when I was writing one, whichever one I was writing at the moment, that was my favorite, because I was thinking about it.
That makes complete sense, Stan. You know, it seems as though you have had a career that everyone dreams about. What advice do you have for people who hope to be even half as happy as you are in life?
The only advice I could ever give anybody is, when you make a choice as to what you're going to do in life, try to choose something that you really enjoy doing. Because if you're working at something you enjoy, then you don't feel you're working. It's like you're playing. I don't feel I work. I love what I do so much that it's like other people like to go out on the golf course and play golf with their friends. Well, when I am working with the people I work with, it's like I'm playing golf with my friends. We're doing what we like to do, and it's fun. But if I were working at something I didn't like, then it would feel like work. So, as I say, the only advice I could give to anybody, make sure when you plan a career that the career is the type of thing that you would enjoy doing. Even if you didn't get paid for it, you'd enjoy doing it.
That's great, Stan. That's truly terrific. And, of course, it helps to have a wonderful woman at your side as well, right?
I was very lucky. I married what I think is the perfect woman for me. And I'm aware how lucky that is, because it's so easy not to find the right person. But that was the luckiest thing in my life when I married Joan.
That's beautiful. Before I let you go, we have to talk about some of the upcoming Marvel movies. In addition to Captain America and Thor embarking on their third solo adventures, Guardians of the Galaxy's second outing, and the two-part Avengers Infinity War coming up in the next couple of years, there are so many other superheroes making their cinematic debuts, including Ant-Man, Black Panther, Captain Marvel, Doctor Strange, and Inhumans. Stan, are there any superheroes whose stories you believe may be unable to make the transition onto the big screen?
Honestly, I can't think of one. The way they can do special effects today, it doesn't matter how far out that character is, they can find a way to do them.
True. Well, Stan, we're almost out of time, so I want to take this opportunity to thank you for this very enjoyable visit.
Oh, I'm sure we're going to do it again. I love talking to you, and lots of luck to you.
Oh, definitely. And thank you. Oh, yeah, and thank you for this extremely yummy fondue, whatever it is.
It's a little embarrassing, but I hope it turned out okay.
It was spectacular, seriously. Stan, thank you and take care.
All right, thanks a lot. Bye.
What a great guy, Stan Lee. Everything he's done, and don't be embarrassed, Stan. But there's so many good types of fondue out there.
Yeah, he wasn't sure what it was, but I've got to tell you, it was delicious. Mm-hmm. Little hint of a beer in there, a little bit of Swiss notes of cherry wood.
Okay.
I might have tasted some bacon, possibly. I don't know.
Thanks for getting me hungry.
I know.
Sometimes happens, you know, especially now we have 5 hours here today. Well, wow. You have three.
Well, I have three, five. Yeah, but you've got five. Wow.
Yeah.
But I
do want to make you stay to talk hockey and other sports.
You've got some great things coming up, of course, with boxing and everything.
Yeah.
But I do want to be clear that I had some fun with that interview. Stan Lee was a great guy. His side of the interview was actually done a few years ago ahead of the original Avengers, but I repackaged it for this Avengers because it basically rings true. Mm-hmm. Of course, my side of the interview was different, and we did not, believe it or not, we did not share a bowl of fondue.
Oh.
That was a little bit of magic there.
Whoa.
I know.
Unbelievable.
And credit goes to Glee for Fondue for Two. That's also not
our
idea.
Friends of Glee, yeah.
Yeah. But I do like the idea of Fondue for Two, especially when these actors and filmmakers use some comments that could easily be used about some food that they brought in.
Oh, absolutely. Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Well, great stuff there with Stan Lee again. So much he's done.
I know. And his cameos in former projects, of course, he's got one in Avengers Age of Ultron. It's not too far into the movie. It's actually, I believe, in the first quarter of the film, before a lot of the action. So definitely, you can't miss that one. Sometimes his cameos, you can easily miss them. But he's been, I believe, in almost every single Marvel movie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think most of them. I think there might be one he wasn't.
Yeah.
We'll check that out. But just amazing. And in theaters, you know, the big fans that obviously know about it, you know, whenever he spotted when his mm-hmm. little cameo, everyone's just like so excited about that.
Yeah.
And you could tell which people are the big fans that know.
Oh, yeah.
Because the ones that are like, why is everyone laughing? What's going on?
I don't get it.
Yeah.
Yeah. But there's been a lot of great superheroes. But as we hinted at in our last segment, and Mark hinted at, it's not always been the first actor, you know, of course, there's been actors that have changed the roles of George mm-hmm. Clooney and Val Kilmer. Who else has played Batman?
Oh, yeah. Oh, boy. Well, Michael Keaton.
Michael Keaton.
Oh,
yes.
Yeah.
How can I forget him?
He's one of the best.
Adam West. Mayor
Adam West. And he's a man that enjoys his taffy.
Yes, he does.
And he has a cat named Paul.
He does.
He does.
Yeah, yeah. See, you've had fondue with Adam before.
Oh, well, yeah. All the time. And yeah. We go to Quahog. He's the mayor. They're in Rhode Island, and the Griffin family.
Yeah.
Interesting. Their baby is British, but they're not. It's interesting how that happens, but, great
reminder,
family.
Reminder to stay tuned for Breakthrough Entertainment's Family Guy show coming up in just about a couple months.
Oh, really?
So weekend of Ted 2 coming out.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Of course, then with Spider-Man, we've seen two different Spider-Men so far.
Yeah.
Right? Tobey Maguire and what's his name? Andrew Garfield.
Yeah.
There's two people who, two young men who are, or young boys, I don't know, that are vying to play the new Spider-Man. Mm-hmm. One is the young actor from Hugo.
Nate Wolff. He's not the one from Hugo.
The other one from The Impossible.
Yeah.
Right? From The Impossible, which was a great film.
Sure, yeah.
I don't want to get my, jump on either bandwagon at the moment, because I remember the last time they were casting Spider-Man before Andrew Garfield got the role. It was supposed to be the young guy from Bridge to Terabithia. He's been in so much. He's Peeta from Hunger Games.
Yeah, Josh Hutcherson.
Yes, he was originally supposed to be the new Spider-Man.
But he was filming Hunger Games, right?
I think so. I don't know what happened, but he was perfect. I mean, he filmed this sequence where he was in high school and jumping on top of the lockers. I mean, it was an amazing sequence. He should have been the new Spider-Man. I don't know, but you know who else have we seen who again, Tom Hiddleston was originally supposed to be, or he auditioned to be Thor. I could not have seen him as Thor, honestly.
I would have. It's just perfect how it ended up being. When it works out like that, it's great. I mean, we've seen, you know, here's some of the bigger surprises. And, of course, this was long ago, you know, Christopher Walken up for Superman back in the Christopher Reeve days.
That would have been weird.
It would have. When you look back at the things, it seems like that. You know, remember She-Hulk in the 90s? Talked about that?
I dated her once.
Well, yeah, I don't know if you would have wanted
to. She got very angry.
Yeah, I don't know if you would have wanted to date Brigitte Nielsen.
No?
Of course. I mean, Sylvester Stallone did and stuff like that. And she used to be pretty hot, I guess, in the 80s, per se. She looks like a man now.
Oh.
But Flavor Flav and her, they did a little bit. Of course, Joseph, I'm assuming you were a fan of the show The O.C.?
Yes.
Adam Brody.
Oh, yes.
Which superhero did he most play?
You know, could it possibly have been Spider-Man as well? No?
The Flash.
The Flash.
A movie that was never made. Oh. Remember around 2007, there was talk of the Justice League film, but didn't end up coming out at that time. We're going to see some stuff coming up soon, obviously, but he was likely the choice there to play the Flash.
I could see that. That would work.
Mm-hmm. And then, if you remember, when the Dark Knight trilogy, when that Before Batman Begins came out, of course, there was you know, all that excitement there. Cillian Murphy, who of course played the Scarecrow, he's possibly the runner up there to Christian Bale. And when you see Cillian Murphy, you don't think of him as a Batman. He's not that imposing, although Michael Keaton wasn't either.
And I don't really see Batman in Ben Affleck, but we haven't seen that yet.
So. I'm actually looking forward to that. But in addition, though, to Cillian Murphy, someone else who was close in terms of the Justice League stuff that went on with that is Armie Hammer.
Of course,
we remember from the Social Network, who also had Andrew Garfield, little tie in that. Mm-hmm. So he almost played, you know, another one. But
he's the Lone Ranger.
Yeah, absolutely. And in that, Johnny Depp, I didn't see that. I probably won't see it. It just looks a little boring. Mm-hmm.
It wasn't boring. It just wasn't.
Wasn't good.
Wasn't great, yeah.
Yeah. But so, you know, some of those guys there, but Cillian Murphy did so good that Christopher Nolan loved him so much that, of course, they put him in as the Scarecrow. And Emily Blunt, you know, we love her in recent films that come out. You know, we saw with the new Avengers, one of the characters in that. Which character did she almost play?
Catwoman?
Scarlett Johansson.
Oh, Black, okay. Black Widow.
Yeah, close to that. You know, and Green Lantern, we've seen him, of course, with Ryan Reynolds.
Mm-hmm.
The Justice League movie, again, going through that. Rapper, actor, Common.
Common, right?
Yeah,
oh,
that
wow.
would have been interesting.
Yeah.
And now, looking back at Captain America, I'm glad what they've done with Chris Evans. We always talk about it. John Krasinski, though, almost got the role. At the time, Chris Evans was sort of a surprise, but John Krasinski would have been even more of one.
Yeah.
Now, let's talk some Russell Crowe. A couple different roles he almost got. Of course, he was in Man of Steel.
Mm-hmm.
But he wasn't the Man of Steel.
Yeah.
But in the past, there's a couple. One with Marvel, I believe, and one with DC. Who did he almost play?
With Marvel? Gosh, I can't
Fox,
imagine.
Fox, maybe? Marvel, Fox. Oh, I think they both own the rights.
Wolverine.
And then with DC?
With DC, I
Close to Home, the first movie he was in.
Batman? No, what? Yeah,
close.
Batman?
Superman.
Oh, Superman, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Very close. And then, you know, Iron Man was in talks for many years to be made, of course, and then what we saw happen. A lot of these superhero movies are in development. They take a while to go. Our favorite couch jumper, of course. Who's that?
Nightcrawler?
Tom Cruise.
Oh, Couch Jumper. Oh, I thought you meant like superhero wise.
We would have seen him as Iron Man, I wouldn't have been up to par. Robert Downey Jr.
I could see it.
In my understanding, I think Leo DiCaprio may have also been in with that. Right. And one more that we'll go through right now. Maybe we'll go through more later. Mm-hmm. Our this actor in the 90s was great. We did see him as a superhero in Kick-Ass, but he was also almost Superman. That is Nicolas Cage.
Nicolas Cage. Wow, yeah.
That would have been something there. Yeah. So a lot of great stuff there.
Wow.
A lot of fun to look into.
Well, we've got another guest coming up after our break, and so we're going to hear a little bit from, speaking of Kick-Ass, from Micah singing Kick-Ass from Kick-Ass.
Yes.
One of our superhero films.
Yeah.
And after the break, we've got on voice actor Roger Craig Smith. He voices Captain America in Avengers Assemble and Batman in Batman Unlimited. Animal Instincts, I'm sure we're going to have a Batman off.
Absolutely. Stay tuned here. We'll be back just a couple minutes. Breakthrough Entertainment Superhero Show right here on 1480 AM KPHX.
Make it.